Selfie did the ice bucket challenge with the new Hamburglar. Left Shark wore a dress at the Super Bowl, and we couldn't figure out if it was blue or gold. Trends with benefits. Oh, come on, girl. Trends with benefits. Trends with benefits. I'm talking about the trends with benefits.
Whoa! It's Trends with Benefits.
What's up?
Yeah. Welcome. Thank you for downloading, all of you Trennifer Anistons and you Trennifer Connollys in the world. Right?
Yeah.
This is a show where me and my buds sit around an old table and we talk about what's trending on places like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram,
Vine,
LinkedIn,
Yahoo News, Yahoo Answers,
Ask Jeeves,
Twitter. Oh, you already said
that. Yeah, and so that's what we're going to do. We have a robot. We'll probably get into that at some point. There's a moth in the room as well.
That's one sexy moth.
Right. So, yeah, Trends with Benefits. Today's date is October 19th, 2015. So we're going to be talking about what's trending right now, 8:44 p.m. And I'm Gabe Dannon, and I'm here with my co-host, July Diaz.
Hello.
And Gata.
Hi. Hi. We have a very special guest. It's Adam. He's back again. You guys all remember him from his last episode, right?
Yeah, that's right. I was here with Andy Neese.
Yeah.
Thanks
yeah.
for having me back.
Yeah. Thanks yeah, for coming yeah. back.
Adam is also the guest on our Lost Entourage movie spectacular episode.
Will that ever happen, or are you just teasing the crowds?
I just want to get enough of a groundswell of support for me to release that episode. So tweet at Robo Laura Hall on Twitter and tell her that you want to hear the Lost Entourage premiere spectacular episode.
Yeah, I feel like if you tease it, you'll get people curious, mm-hmm. give a little taste. But that was an exciting episode.
It was fun, yeah. And I mean, I don't know. I don't know about you guys, but I'm gonna be tweeting Rebel Lore Hall later.
You should. She's on there. She's blowing up Twitter, right?
Oh, for sure. She is like, I mean, she's getting into the hashtag games that At Midnight are doing, you know? Uh-huh. She's a big proponent of that. She was featured on the last episode of At Midnight.
Was she really?
Oh, yeah.
What was the category?
Shrimp movies.
And what was the tweet?
Citizen Shrimp. Citizen. Not the most creative tweet, but it definitely got a couple faves and...
I feel like Prawn of the Dead is pretty low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, Hardwick himself made that one on the show, so she couldn't. She's not a plagiarizer. She doesn't like doing that, stealing jokes. She's no fat Jew.
That, I forgot about that guy, and so that sounded horrible.
What guy?
Adam, thanks for coming back on the show.
Oh, of course, my pleasure.
Are you? What's the last trend you can think of?
I don't want to ruin any of the hot trends that July has picked out. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know anything about football, but I guess there was a big fail in sports. Mm-hmm. There was a trick play that really backfired, and somebody remade it with like a Nintendo version of football, and so. That seemed like a pretty exciting thing that I mm-hmm. no awareness on. But
sorry. What were you going to say?
I've been trying to keep up with more trends. I remember last time I was getting all of my trends from yahoo.com, mm-hmm. the main page. I feel like, you know, I'm a bit more current. I think I know what salt means. That's a pretty hot trend on Instagram, right?
Salt?
Yeah.
I don't know what this is.
Agata, do you want to?
It just means a beautiful young person, either gender.
Right. She's it's derived from the movie Salt with Angelina Jolie, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Because she's young and beautiful. Mm-hmm. And so people are like, you remind me so much of Salt, the character from the movie Salt, as played by Angelina Jolie.
A lot of young girls who were born the year that movie was released, it's kind of a rite of passage to watch it.
Yeah.
And they turned it into a term of endearment.
That's great.
Yeah, so that's what teenagers are saying now, if you guys were wondering. I don't know if that was trending worldwide, though. That just might be on teen Twitter.
Where would the origin of this be? It's just like something a teenager made up and...
England, I think.
England? Oh, okay.
Oh, they love Angelina Jolie out there.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Salt. Right.
Great mm-hmm. accent.
Yep. I was transported for a moment there to the shores of London Town.
Oi! What are you doing over there, you beautiful salt? Right?
You can't walk down the shores of the River Thames without hearing somebody shout that out.
From the top of that eye, Ferris wheel, right?
The hecklers on that eye, Ferris wheel. It's so disrespectful. They just congregate there. It's like their version of construction workers.
They go out and they bring shakers of salt and shake them onto girls they think are salt.
Don't do an assault.
Yeah.
A salt pun. Please, please, guys.
You know,
it's on the tip of all our tongues.
I don't know if this trend is going to go over the ocean, you know? Like, I don't know if it's going to pick up over here. It might just be in England.
I feel like we'd be more likely to be like, hey, she's pepper. She's hot.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I like pepper.
Well, hey.
How would pepper translate to a compliment? Because pepper, like, it makes me think of something that makes you sneeze. Like, I'm allergic to pepper.
Mm, yeah, like, I didn't think about that girl's so hot and fine. She makes all the things in my mouth come out shooting at 100 miles per hour. She's so goddamn hot. I have an allergic reaction to that girl. She's so sexy.
Oh, I got it. She like makes my heart skip a beat because, you know, when you sneeze, your heart skips a beat. Mm-hmm.
Rubba Laura Hall is here as well. For new listeners, she is our robot, who is the robotic version of Laura Hall, whom you may know as the pianist for Whose Line Is It Anyway? Newer versions. They had a different guy in the old British version, but I think at least the Drew Carey era on, Laura Hall has been the pianist, accompanist for Whose Heads.
Most of our audience is Whose Heads, by the way.
They know. I'm sorry. Why? Am I over-explaining?
No, it's good. I think she has something to say about all that.
Okay.
Hello, I am Robo Laura Hall. I am a totally salty bitch.
Sorry. I'm fixing Robo Laura Hall's volume. Thanks for coming in, Robo Laura Hall. You are our piano accompanist, and you like to weigh in from time to time on the trends.
Thank you for having me.
What's the latest trend that you remember? I don't know. I'm trying to bring her into it.
Chappie.
Oh, Chappie. That's a pretty old trend.
Yeah.
I'm related, remember?
Yes, I know. Chappie is your cousin. We all know. And also Johnny Five is your cousin. These have been established in previous episodes.
Are you related to B88? Because he seems mean.
Who's that?
It's the little ball droid.
Nah, fuck that guy.
That's the ball droid from the new Star Wars?
Yeah.
Oh.
What did he do? You seem to have struck a nerve.
Yeah, he's super ballsy.
Ballsy? That sounds like a compliment.
Nope.
Well, thank you for peppering in your classic Laura Hall wit.
And great comedic timing.
Ask Gotta is meant for an adult audience.
Adult audience.
Ask Gotta may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Gotta, board certified addiction medicine.
Ask a Gotta is our weekly advice segment, which you can, if you have a question, you can ask me at twb.cool/ask, or what's the phone number?
It's 432-A-GOTTA-HIGH.
Yeah, call and leave a voicemail. We won't answer, don't worry. Just call and leave a voicemail.
Yeah, there's no way to answer. So if that's what's been holding you back all this time, please call. Yeah, there will be no answer.
Well, I feel like that's, I don't know, whenever I dial a number, I don't want anyone to be on the other end.
Yeah, I wish I had a phone that just did that.
Yeah.
No, you're calling a computer. You're basically calling, it's plugged into a Robo Laura Hall's back. And then the questions get processed through there.
And go into her naughty shredder, right?
Hopefully not. Hopefully she's
it
not.
It hurts me.
Don't listen to Robo Laura Hall. Call and leave voicemails.
Are you in
she
trouble?
Doesn't experience pain. She's a robot.
She's.
Do you need help, Robo Laura Hall? Are you? Is this a cry for help?
I feel emotional pain.
I didn't program you to feel emotional pain, Robo Laura Hall.
I want to love.
Don't feel bad for her, Adam.
Okay, well, if you need to talk, I'm here.
She's just she's nothing but a bunch of circuits.
Okay.
And a shredder.
She can't feel
with a
anything.
Phone jack.
Let's talk after the show, Adam.
I feel like I just walked into a Deus Ex Machina thing, because now I feel like she might have real emotions, and I want to set her free, but I don't want you all to, I don't want to ruin
she's
the movie.
She's our
but...
Robo Laura Hall. You can't set her free.
This question is from Tommy Comedy. Dear Agata, do I need to jerk it before attending this yacht party?
The what?
I think the question is, do I need to jerk it before attending this yacht party?
Yacht party?
Yeah.
It
personally brings to mind something we discussed earlier, which was the Entourage movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you remember, the first scene is, I'm going to need to jerk it before attending this yacht party.
Yes, the opening line of the film.
I thought that sounded familiar. I'm going to say yes. Yeah, before any yacht party.
Why?
You just don't want to be doing it on the boat, I guess.
I thought you did want to be doing it on the boat. Or wait,
jerking
you don't.
It?
Oh. You're not trying to have sex on the boat? Why do you need to jerk it before you go have sex on a boat?
Well, you don't do both. You do one or the other, right?
Oh, so he's... Explain it to me.
Yeah. I don't know why this is getting so complicated.
Please.
Okay.
Break down jerking off and then how that affects you at the yacht party. Like, how does it affect your body?
Or your mind.
Yeah, or your mind.
I mean, I gave you my answer. I don't know.
I'm just trying to understand. He asked, do I need to jerk it before attending the yacht party?
And I said, yeah.
But why?
Why not?
This is the and part of the question where you...
Why not? That's the question, is just why not jerk it? Well, I mean, like I said, you might be getting busy with some salty pepper on the yacht. So you don't want to be spent.
I'll give you a why not. Your hands are super sticky from eating Chinese food bare with your hands. So and there's like no sink or nowhere to wash your hands. So should you jerk off before going to this yacht party? There's no water on the yacht.
There's water everywhere.
Yeah,
you
but
just can't drink it.
Yeah, you can't drink it.
I think you should, because I don't know if you've been out on a yacht in the ocean. You got that salty sea air pumping through your lungs. You feel virile. You feel like a teenager again, and you're just ready to pop. And if you're on a yacht just surrounded by beautiful women, you're not going to, I mean, it's going to be hard to control yourself. Is all I'm saying. I had a friend who catered a yacht party for the Kardashians recently.
Mm.
And
did he jerk off before?
It was a she. I didn't ask. But
I'm sorry, that was very sexist of me to assume your friend was a he.
That's right. I don't think there should be a waiter or a waitress. It should just be a server, by the way. I don't think we should be assigning genders to people who serve us. But yeah, she said there was a lot of very beautiful women of varying class levels, and that two got into a huge fight in front of the kitchen, and that Kanye West came down and he just like sidled past them to get to the kitchen, and he just started like eating tacos watching these girls fight.
What?
What is going on?
So Kanye definitely jerked off before getting on that yacht party.
Well, you know, he jerked off.
He seemed very mellow. He seemed, and afterwards.
Yeah, after seeing those beautiful ladies.
Yeah, because I mean, I would.
You would have just started jerking off then.
No, please, Gabe. I was gonna say that tacos is my go-to after jerk off meal. So clearly, me and Kanye West have that thing in common.
Okay, so, I mean, I'm sorry, Tommy Comedy. It seems like you're getting a mixed response, but Agata is saying her advice is that, yes, you should jerk it before the yacht party.
And I'm the only one who matters. So
because why not?
Because why not? Yes, let's make that very clear, Tommy Comedy.
Yeah.
What are some scenarios when you shouldn't jerk off before? And you're just like, yeah, why? That's why.
If you're like a really messy jerker offer, and like it ends up all over your face and hair.
Ew.
There's one, because you don't want to be showing up to the cool yacht party with jizz in your face.
Totally relate. Totally relate. I have another scenario. Let's say, I don't know, you're hankering for some Panda Express and there's no more chopsticks. And I mean, you got to use your hands. And this is right before the yacht party. You got sticky orange chicken hands. How are you going to jerk off with that?
And you're late for the yacht party, so like you had to squeeze in the jerk. Like,
you had
a day planned. You were going to get some Panda Express. You're going to eat it. You're going to jerk off, go to the yacht party. But now you don't have time to stop anywhere. You got this shit all over your hands.
No.
It's orange shaped.
No, and CVS is all sold out of Purell.
What about water?
You don't want to get salt mixed in with orange chicken glaze.
What? Salt?
From the salt water, because that's the only water that's around you.
CVS?
No, you're on the yacht now. And remember, there's no water on the yacht. Just champagne and tacos.
Yeah, so like you knew you were going to be drinking, so you stopped and got some food before you went to the yacht. Mm-hmm. And they're like, get on the yacht. We're leaving the harbor. Mm-hmm. And so you just had to shovel it in your mouth because they're not going to let you bring your own food into a yacht.
Yeah.
It's like a movie theater.
Exactly.
But you spent like, what, $12? You're not going to just throw it away.
No.
Give it to a homeless person? I don't think so.
No.
So yeah, you shovel it down and then you walk around like a doctor going into the OR. You can't touch anything because your hands are
exactly,
covered in orange chicken. And you enjoy your day.
Yes.
On the yacht.
Holding your orange chickeny hands up to your face. Like you're going to go into surgery.
If you want to have your question answered on this show, you can write it in to twb.cool/ask or 432-AGATA-HI with your voicemails and your text messages.
The X-Files poster, The Cigarette-Smoking Man Returns.
Oh, The X-Files. Is there an X-Files poster?
Yeah. You want to see it?
Okay. Wait, nah. Is the cigarette
It's not worth it.
Is the cigarette smoking? So the X-Files is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And the cigarette smoking man is apparently going to be part of it, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Were you a big X-Files fan?
No, not really.
No?
No, I mean, I've watched some, right? There's Mulder and Scully.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cigarette guy.
Yeah.
You guys excited about the X-Files coming back?
I've never seen the X-Files.
So, Adam? No.
Yeah. I kind of stopped watching at the end. I didn't see the second movie, but yeah, I was pretty into the X-Files for a while in its heyday.
Yeah.
Before Mulder left.
Well, the gang's all back.
I know. They got the whole gang.
Mm-hmm. Maldar. Skulls.
Scully. Scanner. The whole gang.
Mm-hmm. Slimer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a crazy episode when they hunted Slimer.
Honestly, it was one of the most terrifying episodes of television I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Because they, you know, they played it so real and...
Yeah, I'd love a Ghostbusters movie that went dark. Like a Dark Knight with Ghostbusters. If it was just like really gritty. Yeah.
And like Slimer was like played by a guy, but like he's green and he smokes a cigarette. He's like, I'm Slimer over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's real just skeezy. Like a real toady guy. Like really nasty, slimy man.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to see his like origin of how he became Slimer.
Yeah. He was just like one of those creeps. Sits on the top of the London Eye. I'm like, oh yeah, what's up, salt? What's up, you little salty salt?
Yep. Yeah. He fell into a vat of green slime.
Yeah. Real skeezy ball, this Slimer character.
Yeah, that would be interesting. The Marshmallow Man, too, would also be played by, like, a guy in a, like, little sailor suit. they could get, like... Who played the albino in The Da Vinci Code?
Tom Hanks?
Ray Fiennes.
Tom Hanks is in that, right?
Yeah, like, at Tom Hanks.
He played
as the albino.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got that, that little...
He'd put on the weight too. He's
marshmallow
dedicated.
Sailor suit. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You saw Castaway, right?
Yeah.
And the commitment he brings to each role, he lost all that weight. He could totally gain all that weight.
Remember at the end of every episode of The X Files when Maldor and
thank
Scully
you for correcting yourself.
Would turn to the camera and say, "We ain't afraid of no ghosts," and then it would say, like. Produced by Chris Carter.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then executive produced by Dick Wolf. And then all this like green slime would fall down on the screen. And then the old X-Files theme song would play. Bow, 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 bow.
X-Files.
Did you guys have those commercials for like it was like these like nature songs and like one was the one that was like or like return to paradise and like for some reason the X-Files theme was one of them. It was like a mix CD of like Enya was on there. Return to innocence, is that what it was? It was like an Indian chief just like dancing on a beach in slow motion. Like back and forth, dissolving over itself. And then weirdly, the X-Files thing.
That sort of does sound familiar.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Would that come on during TGIF? Was that a TGIF thing?
Yeah, I think it might have been.
Okay. Yeah, it's all coming back to me now.
That was on it also. That song.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was the theme song to Hanging with Mr. Cooper. It's all coming back. It's all coming back to me now.
Mm-hmm.
And then Raven
Mr.
would pop
Mr. Cooper. Next.
Next.
Alaska Church tips pizza delivery driver $1,900.
Okay, sounds like an Alaska church tipped a pizza delivery driver $1,900. Was this on purpose?
Yeah, it sounds like an accident on Venmo or something.
Mm-hmm.
No, everybody at this, it was at a church congregation in Ohio.
Uh-huh.
everyone just chipped in and everything, you know, amounted to that astronomical amount for the tip.
Were they trying to like convert the pizza delivery guy? And did it work?
Yeah, what church was it for?
What did they deserve all that money for?
The pizza guy?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think he just did his job.
How do you guys feel about tipping? I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No.
What's what's that guy's name from Reservoir Dogs? He doesn't like it either.
Mr. Pink.
Mr. Pink.
Yeah. Yeah, me and Mr. Pink.
You're a regular old Mr. Pink. Mm-hmm. What's your philosophy? Why don't you like tipping?
Well, it's the restaurant's job to pay a living wage, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not me. I don't go in there saying, I'm going to put your kid through college. I just want to pay for my meal. And so I'm willing to pay more for the food as long as everybody gets paid enough. And I also am a very milquetoast person who feels very guilty, so I'll tip pretty much the same no matter how bad the service is, even if I'm like getting screwed.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've had servers bring me like the wrong thing and then charge me for it. And I would like complain and they wouldn't take it off. And I'm like, well, 15%.
Wow. I mean, you should speak up. You should definitely say something if they're bringing you the completely wrong dish.
Yeah. Well, they brought me, we said we wanted the sampler.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of bringing us like an appetizer sample, they brought us a bunch of beer. And so now we're stuck with all this beer we don't want. But then we have all this beer, so we drank it all.
Mm-hmm.
Then we complained afterward. And
you complained after.
And then you asked for another sampler, and they brought you some audio equipment. And you had to record a song.
Yeah, and then I recorded a podcast instead. And so I was kind of bitter about that. Yeah. You guys like tipping?
Do I like tipping?
I like tipping.
I do like tipping. When it's well deserved, I love tipping. I actually gave me a great note about tipping. You should always tip is the note that he gave me. I was not a regular restaurant goer, so I didn't know the rules. You know? I mean, I agree with you on what you mentioned about servers getting paid a good living wage. You know,
until that happens,
you know.
Yeah.
I like tipping. I think it's like, look, if you can, like, what are you gonna spend the money on? Another burger, right?
Because
that's what I would spend the money on. So to me, my tipping is my way of not buying a second meal. I'm like, well, right? I'm doing it for my health, really.
So when you go to a place that doesn't tip, you eat two burgers always?
Yeah. If I'm like at McDonald's, I'll just buy the second burger.
Yeah.
And eat it happily.
Yeah. I hate having money like for more burgers than I need.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, I gotta go have this burger.
You have to eat it if you have the money in your account. It's the law.
You're just lousy with burgers.
Mm-hmm. I used to burn my money.
I think that's illegal. You might want to bleep that.
Okay, bleep that, please. But I, please bleep that. But okay, I did something very bad with money before, and now I'm using it the right way by tipping and not doing that illegal thing that I used to do. Because if I still had that money, it would just all go to burgers, you know, and it's not good for you.
They made it so easy to just do bad things with that money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sure, you know, you can turn George Washington into like a little penis if you fold him in half.
No, whoa. I didn't know that. Can you show us?
Sure.
Okay, we'll do it after the show.
Okay. And
it's not good audio.
I don't know if you realize this, but one is just boner without a B and an R at the end.
Oh, right.
So it's just like, come on, you're setting us up. Like, what do you expect us not to?
What? Say that again?
One is just boner missing a B and an R. A B at the beginning and an R at the end. That's how you spell boner.
I gotta stop burning my money.
What are you gonna do with it instead?
Riding B's and R's on my dollar bills from now on.
And then when you take them on to your yacht party, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can just wrap them around your real boner.
I was gonna make it rain boners. Yeah, so this pizza guy did his job, and he got tipped very well by this church, and I think he's Christian now.
Wait, is that why you didn't explain? Yeah. Why did they tip him that much?
Because they're a church?
Because they're a church, and they had like a collection plate going, and they were like, hey, we going to tip this guy? And they were like, yeah, we'll just give him the collection plate, and it happened to have that amount.
So they totally underestimated how much money they get. But shouldn't they know how much money they get?
Oh, they know. That's why this is a news story.
Do you think like the guy was like, just give it from the collection plate, and then someone misunderstood and just gave him the whole collection plate? But then he was just like, oh, I mean, wait, okay.
Probably, yeah.
That was definitely most likely the case. So yeah, if you're ever in church and you're hungry, you want to order a pizza
in the middle of church,
tip with the collection plate.
Something tells me we're not getting the whole story here.
Yeah, I feel like we're missing like some important detail.
No, I think that's all.
What kind of church was it?
Christian.
Oh.
Okay. I was wondering if Johnny Depp was inside, because he's like notoriously good tipper.
Mm.
So maybe he was just in Alaska studying for a role or something. Mm. An Alaskan minister.
He might have been the pizza guy in character.
So he took the tip?
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know the Depp, you know, he goes deep into goes characters. Deep. Yeah, Dev goes deep into his carrots. All right, this is a part of the show where I read a comic book.
You're going to read a whole comic book right now?
You know what I mean. Okay, I'm going to play the theme.
July's funny pages.
Okay, this is a segment we do every week. It's called July's Funny Pages. And in it, July will read a comic strip from his newspaper. And he will read it in great detail. Take it away.
Yes, since Adam's here, do you have any recommendation of anything that maybe you would like to hear?
Do you have any options for him?
Yeah, I have options.
I'd like to hear your options. I think last time I forced my...
I like when you give options, July.
All right, cool. So we got Pearls Before Swine. We have Andy Cap. And we have Rose is Rose.
I haven't heard of two of those. Oh, man. So I guess I'll go with the one I've heard of. Let's do Pearls Before Swine.
Okay, great. We got four panels. Looks like this is, we're in a world with mostly animals as our main characters. First of all, before I start, Gabe, do you know anything about this as the resident comic expert?
I think I don't know that much about it, but I do think Adam is correct that this is a world populated by animals. I think there might be a pig involved, right? Maybe like a turtle or a frog or something.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's the Muppets. Well, one of those things. So, and then I think they talk like grown-ups though, not like animals.
Yeah. Okay. Great. There are four panels. As always, everyone will get to guess what the final panel will be. So here we go. First panel, looks like we're in a purple void of a room. Looks like there's a pig and what looks like could be a ram. And they're having a chat. They may be buds. Not sure at this point. One's drinking coffee. The ram in particular is drinking the coffee. The pig looks like he was eating something off a plate, but now the plate is empty. So, you know. Pig.
And the room is a purple void.
Yeah, I can't tell what the room is specifically. There's a very dark purple color to the back of the room. Could just be the paint color of a house. Maybe they're in the kitchen, only going off the coffee, but who knows? Maybe their dialogue will give us more information as to where...
Yeah, let's move on.
...they are. Okay, the pig says... Pig's looking off panel. He says, I'm learning how to turn wood into paper. The ram says, who's teaching you?
Okay,
so far we know that the pig is turning wood into paper.
And there's an empty plate?
And there's an empty plate, yeah.
What kind of crumbs are on that plate?
No crumbs. So it looks like the pig might have licked the plate clean.
Okay.
Like a real pig.
Right now this feels a little bit like it, like an improv initiation. Like, I'm going to learn how to make wood into paper.
Mm-hmm.
Who's teaching you? Where is this going to go?
Did exactly.
Nobody's established the where yet, so they're in a purple void.
Mm-hmm. I guess that could be a where.
Which is where all scenes exist before purple void.
Right, exactly.
Okay, second panel. New character, aka walk on.
Oh, yep. It's a little early, but
to rat. It's a little rat. But he doesn't get the first line, he gets the second line. Pig's still talking.
Oh, okay.
Pig says, a priest. He teaches me right from the pulpit. And he uses visual aids like puppets to make it easier to understand. The rat's response. What are you two talking about?
Okay. Let's see where this is going.
All right.
And the rat is not the priest.
No.
Okay.
A rat can't be a priest, Gabe.
Wow.
Come on, think about it. Third panel. Ram says, pigs, a pulpit puppet pulping pupil?
Wait, that wasn't even the last panel?
No.
Oh, man, that is funny.
Gave you up that.
I love wordplay.
By the way, what sells the joke even more is by the end of this panel, the third panel, everyone looks real sad. Like, they don't want to be in this purple void. So, you know, making jokes out of a bad situation, I guess.
Okay.
All right, so we made it to the final panel. Any guesses as to what the final panel would be?
Yeah, I have a guess.
Okay.
So, one thing I know about this comic is that the animator likes to draw himself into it and give, like, a little commentary on the panels before.
Okay, well, can you give me a description of what the animator looks like?
He's like a white dude, kind of scruffy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, wears like baggy clothes, I guess.
Is that true? Like, he's in everyone?
Not everyone.
Oh, okay.
But he does like to put himself into it.
Does he wear a hat?
Yes.
He's in this one?
Does he wear a backwards hat?
I think so.
Okay. All right. Anyone else have any more guesses?
Wait.
I'm not gonna say that's correct or not correct.
I think he would put himself into it. Like, a kind of apologizing for that, or like making a commentary on, like, yeah, I knew that was bad. Like, I'm reaching now.
Okay, I kind of like that.
Oh my God.
Well, okay, go ahead.
I'm just going to guess one of them says, I wish I were dead.
Well, Adam, I'm impressed that you guessed that the guy was going to be there. I'm going to piggyback on that a little bit. But since I thought the joke was great, I don't think he's going to apologize. He's going to be like, fucking check out that awesome joke I just did. Puppy pupil piggyback. What was it?
Pig's a pulpit puppet pulping pupil.
That's a joke you write backwards.
Yeah.
You say a bunch of P words and then you're like, okay, pulpit, that's turning wood into paper.
Okay, let's hear.
All right. We're in an orange void.
Oh.
Which, what does it mean to the new reader of a comic? Obviously, it means we're in the real world.
So the void has been consistently purple up till now. Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, like purple voids, that's comic land. Orange void, that's Earth.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, the rat's in this one. And guess who else is in this one? Mr. Pearls Before Swine creator himself.
What's his name? Is it something French sounding?
Why do you know that?
Facebook.com/pearlscomic.
Is it French sounding?
It doesn't say his name.
Oh.
I'll look it up afterward. He's there, kind of giving like a stare to the reader like, hey, it's me. And he has no dialogue, though. And as like I said, the rat's in this with him. And he's like sitting at his desk, his workstation. And the rat has two boxing gloves on. And the rat says, I shall beat you to a pulp.
So
Adam was really close.
Yeah, you're really close. The rat did not enjoy the wordplay.
If I were the rat, I would have been like, here's a tip for that great joke. $20.
Oh my gosh, Gabe. Rats don't tip.
Gilmore Girls revival series in the works at Netflix.
Oh, I saw this on the internet today.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Me too.
Gilmore Girls is going to come back, which is like, there's already so much Gilmore Girls I haven't seen.
Apparently, Netflix just can resurrect any show, like anything at all.
I think it has to have a podcast dedicated to it.
You think that they did it because of the podcast?
No, but like, there's the X-Files and the X-Files files.
That's right.
There's the Gilmore guys.
Mm-hmm.
There's Cosby Kids, where kids talk about the Cosby Show, and the Cosby Show is going to come back.
No. No, July.
No, it's not.
What do you mean? I mean, Cosby Kids is number one on iTunes.
I don't want to be the one to have to tell them.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, maybe all you need to do if you want your favorite show to come back is to make a successful podcast about it.
What about, isn't there one for Saved by the Bell?
Yeah. April Richardson, right?
Oh, yeah.
So maybe that show's next.
Twin Peaks is coming back.
There's right.
Fire Talk With Me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, or maybe the fact is there's just a podcast about every show that exists out there.
I think this might be the new route in Hollywood. Is if, like, you had a little bump in your career,
mm-hmm.
things aren't going so well, just get a podcast specifically about you, what you did, and if you get a big enough following, you're getting that back in the air.
True.
Netflix
will pick it up.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's great, you know, like, every show out there deserves another chance, right? Like, you know, just because a show ends doesn't mean it can't come back.
Totally.
Never say never.
Never say never.
Or they take a movie from a really long time ago and make it into a TV show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or the other way around. TV show to movie.
Yeah.
You know what I'd like to see come back as with a gritty reboot? You know, we talked about Ghostbusters before, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I think would be good? Babar.
Gritty?
Yeah, real gritty.
Okay. What kind of characters are we seeing in Babar, the gritty version?
Is it like a really real like coming of age story?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's about a young royal's rise to the monarchy, right? King of the Elephants. Except in this case, elephants isn't elephants. It's a gang, right? So Babar is played by a guy, right?
Yeah, a real skeezy guy. Let's say Depp can do it.
Yeah?
Yeah, because, you know, Depp goes deep. He could definitely go into the world of Babar. The real gritty world of Babar.
That's what we could call the movie. The gritty world of Babar.
You know what happens in those royal families? Like, you know, Babar is probably a product of, like, incest or something.
Mm-hmm.
I was about to say incest. Yeah. It's disgusting. It's almost too real to, you know, we all see movies to escape, right? We don't want to see these real things projected on the screen because it just like, it's like a mirror being shown to society, right?
Exactly.
But I mean, if anyone can do that and not make us feel bad, it's Johnny Depp.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know, everyone was really upset when he was cast as Mordecai because they were like, well, here's this character everyone loves, Mordecai, and everyone has their own, like, imagination of what they, like, their Mordecai would be. And yet then, like, Depp gets cast and everyone's like, well, I didn't see Mordecai as being Depp.
Nobody saw.
Do you mean Mort the guy?
Oh, I guess so, yeah. Mordecai. Mordecai's a beloved children's book, right? I assume that movie was based on a beloved children's book.
Yeah.
It was.
I mean, it definitely had more mustaches than in the children's book. But I think that's something that Depp brings to the table, you know?
Okay.
He likes to add to his characters.
He disappears into a role.
Mm-hmm.
What was this trend again?
Gilmore Girls is back, baby.
We nailed it.
Who should be a guest star on Gilmore Girls?
Who?
Johnny Depp.
Was he? I'm sure he was. Probably.
No, I'm saying he should be
on the new. On the new.
Because you know who was a guest star on Gilmore Girls was John Hamm.
Mm-hmm.
But he was playing like a dopey loser, which is. How did he get cast for that?
This was pre-Mad Men.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably why. Because we all associate him as like this cool Draper dude.
True.
Yeah. He's like such a good actor.
Number one fan over here.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm the number two fan, so we can stay in line.
Johnny Hamm?
Yeah. I love him.
Adam, why'd you lick your lips when you said he was such a good actor?
I mean, for him to act his way into a dopey, nerdy guy just says so much because I don't know if you've seen him, but he is a handsome man. So I'm just thinking of the acting chops it takes to
wait a minute.
Audience.
Did you say he's a handsome man? And did you say acting chops?
You know I didn't say that. You're just hungry.
Are you all ready for a hoedown?
Okay. Yeah, this is the part at the end of the show that we do where, you know, Roba Laura Hall is here. She's got her piano. And she's going to play us the hoedown theme. And we are on the spot. I mean, hey, we're making these up on the spot. These aren't pre-written.
I know it's hard to believe.
It's hard to believe. But we make these up on the spot. With just like the skills. Gang of Who's Line. You know, we're working with the same cards. Mm-hmm. Except the training.
And the talent.
Right.
Drew Carey is not here.
Yeah. Who's going to bring out the best in us, you know? Yeah. Drew Carey's not here.
So every week we do a hoedown about one of the things that we discussed on this show. Roba Laura Hall. I mean, I don't even remember.
yacht parties.
That's like the least excited voice that has ever uttered the words yacht parties. Okay, we'll do it about yacht parties. I mean, we've learned a lot about them tonight, so there's a lot of material to work with.
Oh, yeah. All right, so when you're ready, Robo Laura Hall. She's walking over to the piano. She's cracking her robo knuckles. When I go to a party, I like to be prepared. Every time I feel scared, I gotta do something to get out the jitters. Make sure I take out all the critters at my penis.
Well, I went on a boat. I went out in the sea. I ate a pineapple and I drank some soup. But then I realized I'm not rich enough to be on this fancy boat and they kicked me off.
Going to a party.
Oh.
Okay. Into the sea.
Yeah.
I wanna meet a lady to have some sex with me. I wanna have someone. I don't wanna be a loner. So that's why I'm gonna stroke off my boner.
Awesome. Well, I got an invitation to go on a yacht. I started masturbation and then I plumb forgot. Hey everyone, this is me and my mama. Oh wait, it's Johnny Drama.
It's Johnny Drama.
I thought you were gonna say Obama.
I should have rhymed it with Obama. That would have been better. All right, let's go back and do it again exactly as before. But Obama.
I thought you were gonna say Johnny Drama.
All right, I'll go back and do it again. Johnny Drama.
I thought you were gonna say Osama.
Okay, I'll go back and do it again. It's Osama.
I like that.
Yeah, that's
good choice.
That's a keeper. Adam, thank you for coming back on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. I had a blast.
Oh, great. Thank you. We had a blast too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great hoedown.
Oh,
oh,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, coming from
that was really
the
good.
Master.
I mean, you did a really hard thing was that you fucked up at the beginning and then you got back on track somehow. Which
yeah, that
no
was really
has,
good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No one has ever done that.
Yeah. That was a great rescue. And
oh, yeah.
It was like a perfectly great hoedown too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, so great. Do you have something that you want to plug?
Sure, I'll plug my Twitter, which is @sadpizzaparty. Or my Instagram, which is @AdamRost, and it's mostly pictures of my cat, so check it out.
It's a very cute
very
cat.
Very cute cat.
I've seen it.
Thanks.
I want to plug...
Oh, I got it. What do you want to plug?
Okay, thank you for asking. I want to plug Grandfathered.
Oh, the John Stamos show, Grandfathered.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it, but he's a nice guy.
Okay.
July.
No plugs for me. I'll give my plug to Robo Laura Hall.
Okay. Robo Laura Hall, since July has ceded his plug, how would you like to use it?
I want to plug #BoyCobb8. He's too ballsy.
What was that?
I think he's trying to say BBA, but she's saying it a little too fast.
Oh, okay. The little ball droid.
Yeah. She's saying he's too ballsy.
He's too ballsy. Okay.
Yeah, he seems mean.
Mm-hmm.
Gabe, do you have any plugs?
Yeah, I'd like to plug the movie Mars Attacks. It was made back in the 90s, and I just think people need to give it another chance.
Think it's underappreciated?
Yeah. My favorite part is when, at the end, you know, Jack Nicholson played dual roles in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then my favorite part at the end was when they both looked at the camera and were like, we ain't afraid of no ghosts. And then the slime dripped down.
Oh, yeah.
And it said executive producer Chris Carter and executive producer Tim Burton.
And then that great, great Danny Elfman song played.
Yeah. Mars Attacks. And I'd also like to plug the show. It is found on the web at twb.cool, on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/trendswithbenefits, on other places as well, iTunes, etc. You guys know what you're doing, right? They know what they're doing.
I hope so.
Okay, bye.
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 Bye.